agriculture. 12:06 here on the Country Hour. Grain Producers Australia hasn't given up on its plans to reduce grower levies paid to the Grains Research and Development Corporation, despite the proposal being knocked back by Federal Agriculture Minister Julie Collins. The minister says she wants the GRDC's two representative organisations, that's Grain Producers Australia and Grain Growers Limited, to work together and come up with a business case for a levy reduction.
What I've said is I don't have enough evidence before me at the moment in terms of reducing that levy.
Because there's two grains bodies.
That's right.
So do you need them to agree before you do something?
I need them to work together to come up with a business case around the levy, and I need them to, across the board, have discussions with their growers.
So you're not against the idea of reducing the levy eventually, but all of industry needs to come to you?
I've been pretty clear that I do expect all of industry to work together in terms of the grain industry, yes.
Agriculture Minister Julie Collins speaking to Warwick Long. 12:07. Barry Large farms in the wheatbelt town of Myling, 200 kilometres north of Perth, and he's also chair of Grain Producers Australia. Barry, are you encouraged by the minister's response, even though it was ultimately a rejection of your initial proposal?
Look, I have to say that we're a little bit flat on it. At the end of the day, we tried to follow the process to affect change. But in saying that, we are very open to listening to what the minister said, and we will action it going forward. I've reached out to grain growers to catch up, and let's get a process together and let's try and put a case forward to make GRDC fit for purpose.
What response have you got from Grain Growers Limited?
Oh, no, they're open. I've spoken to Reece, and hopefully we will hook up in the next 24 hours or so to bed down a process going forward. They've already got a bit of a plan, and we'll certainly chat about it and try and constructively work together to get growers to put their 5 cents in, and let's get the view of the mob.
But is Grain Growers Limited keen to get some movement to reduce these levies? And I should say, I have asked GGL to come on the show so we can find out if the group is open to the possibility of a reduction in levies. They refused to come on and talk here on the Country Hour. So what do you think from the limited sort of discussion you've had? Are they open to change?
Look, I think that's something that you need to take up with them. They're picking up the phone. And so we will put together a process, and GPA will certainly be on the front foot forward to try and get something that we can work together and get it out there to in grower land.
Now, we had Mark Fowler from WA Farmers Grains Council here on the Country about a week ago talking about this exact point, and he was saying that he believed GGL feels that it is sort of sacrosanct, these levies that are in place at the moment, not to be tampered with. Do you think that's the view?
Oh, look, I mean, I know that that has been said, but at the end of the day, I'd rather not get too bogged down in what they think. I appreciate they are the joint RO with us, but what GPA is about, we're about doing whatever we can to represent growers to get this back in check. And we really need to get growers to put themselves out there and have input into this, otherwise it'll status quo will prevail.
Do you think in hindsight it was crazy to think that the minister would agree to reduce levies with only one of the representative organisations to the GRDC signing up to the proposal?
Look, we put a lot of effort into going through what sort of a process we had to conduct to do this. It's just unfortunate that we didn't have a bigger uptake from growers to give us a bit more value in the result, but we could see a trend in there, and we're more than happy for growers to decide the destiny. So I really think the challenge here is whatever process we go through going forward, growers need to step up and have involvement.
Are you surprised that growers aren't more involved in this process? Because ultimately it means quite a lot of money in their back pocket rather than that money going to levies to the GRDC.
Yes, I am, to be honest. I think that growers today are all very astute business people, And it's up to every grower to assess where their dollars are best spent in their business model.
Do you think a lot of them think about it? Because it's sort of like paying tax, isn't it? Well, it is a tax, it's a levy, but it's like the tax we pay, you know, every year. Is it something that you just don't think about after a while?
Look, I think everyone's got too much on their plate. Belinda, we're all running bigger operations than we used to. We're all doing our best with labour demands on the farm and trying to do what we're doing. And to talk about Western Australia, well, we do have a bit of a hangover from the crop that we've just taken off. And I just think it's another job that we have to do. But this is one with financial inputs, be in R&D or more money in your pocket to spend on something else. So for me, in my business model, yes, I am looking in and trying to make the most of my opportunities to return to keep my model on top. And so I just really encourage all growers to have their say, and we'll be governed by what that is. But getting back to your beginning question, yeah, look, we've tried to put a lot of effort in. We tried to get out there and consult with growers as best we could. And really, the minister didn't seem to think there was enough of a trend there, but we can demonstrate there is. So we'll just try again, and hopefully between us and GGL, we can muster up and get some action from the growers across this nation.
Barry, for the rest of us who aren't grain growers, like, how much would it be that growers, on average, would be paying in levies to the GRDC annually?
Well, it's 1% of any farmer's gross on their grain. So,
what, tens of thousands of dollars are we talking about?
Yeah, well, I guess let's do the maths. If you grow 1,000 tonne a week, 320 dollars a tonne, $320,000, so $3,200 they would be paying.
Yeah, okay.
I think my math is right there.
Do you think something's been achieved at this point with all the work you've done to put the proposal in the first place?
Oh, I think we do feel a bit short-changed because we've put a lot of effort in. But in saying that, if people are talking about it, then something has been achieved.
All right. And how confident are you change will happen?
Look, all we can do is put our best foot forward and achieve what growers might be that status quo is what growers want. We just need to have a defining moment from growers to give us their interpretation of where they want to roll it.
Barry, great to talk to you. Thank you.
Good on you, Splendor.
Barry Large, who's Chair of Grain Producers Australia.